Let the great gods that keep this dreadful pother o'er our heads find out their enemies now. Tremble, thou wretch, that hast within thee undivulged crimes, unwhipped of justice. Close pent-up guilts, rive your concealing countenance, and cry these dreadful summoners grace. This ceremony completed, and the house thoroughly evacuated, the next operation is to smear the walls and ceilings with brushes dipped into a solution of lime, called whitewash, to pour buckets of water over every floor, and scratch all the partitions and wainscots with hard brushes charged with soft soap and stone cutters' sand. The windows by no means escape the general deluge. A servant scrambles out upon the penthouse at the risk of her neck, and with a mug in her hand and a bucket within reach, dashes innumerable gallons of water against the glass panes, to the great annoyance of passengers in the street. I have been told that an action at law was once brought against one of these water nymphs by a person who had a new suit of clothes spoiled by this operation, but after long argument it was determined that no damages could be awarded, inasmuch as the defendant was in the exercise of a legal right and not answerable for the consequences.